Brits Farm and News Radio KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler and 537-1350. Had some real good discussion today on a variety of topics. Father's Day is almost here. Number one, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank
a little
you.
Bit early. And,
thank
of course,
you.
Dave Lewis in
yep.
the other room, too. He's a father. So
yep.
all those fathers out there, I'm going to go back and visit my 94-year-old dad. And I know you recently lost your, or not, maybe not that recently. But anyway, so it's Father's Day. Some suggestions for people out there what they can get for dad.
Well, you know, one of the things that we have, and most of the time we talk about it during the Christmas holiday season, is our little Apple Dollars, which is a gift certificate that can be used in over 100 businesses in Manhattan. And so I just thought it'd be good to remind people, if they're thinking out there this morning, gosh, I haven't got dad something yet, but I don't know what to get him. We have the little Apple Dollars at the Chamber of Commerce, and you can get those in any denomination, $5, $10, $25, $50, $100. There's no charge, and there's no charge when they're redeemed. There's no charge other than just the face value of what you want to do. So if you're just thinking about, well, maybe I'll let dad choose where he wants to spend his money, And they can just get it at the Chamber of Commerce office. We're located at 501 Points Avenue, right downtown across from the county courthouse. We're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If those hours don't work well for you, I always say that another option is that you can call in to the chamber and you can get the certificate all set and ready to go. And then, like on your lunch break, you can walk in and we take Discover, we take Visa, we take MasterCard, you can write a check and pay for them. And then you've got something that on Sunday you can give dad as a gift certificate and he can use that again. And we give you a list of all the businesses that you can redeem it at. And there's over 100 of them, all kinds of them, restaurants, clothing stores, service areas. So there's a variety of places that you can use them so dad can figure out what he wants to do. And again, any denomination. So we're only open Monday through Friday, so if you wait till Saturday, we won't be able to help you. But anytime, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
And from personal experience, I've used it before during Christmas and that kind of thing, and you're right. You can call ahead because I have a fairly busy schedule. You walk right in, pay for it,
pay
you're
for
done.
It and walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we try to make it as easy as we possibly can. And so, again, just to give some people some ideas of what's happening. You know, one thing, Kathy, I wanted to mention here as we were getting close to the end is that we continue, you know, with the good news, bad news, and the fact is the good news is that our unemployment rate continues to be, I think it's right now at 2.6% in the city of Manhattan. I know the numbers are come out a little different than the timing that I come on now, but that is just unbelievably low, and I think we've done some historical checking, and I think the lowest it's ever been in Manhattan, which was back around 2001, I think it got down to 2.2% unemployment. Economists say that if you're under 5%, so even if you're like at 4.8 or 4.9, a community is pretty much fully employed, and to be at these are just record levels of unemployment, which that's the good news. The bad news is that there are hundreds and hundreds of businesses in the greater Manhattan area that are looking for employees. And so if anybody says that they don't have a job or can't find one, I'm going to disagree because there are lots of jobs. And some of them are part-time. Some of them are minimum wage. Some of them are $15. Some of them are $20. Some are $30, $35 an hour. So there's a wide variety, and businesses are very much looking for employees. And again, you can travel around Manhattan in almost any store that you go into now, retail, restaurant, they're looking for employees. So so that's the bad news when companies want to expand and grow and have employees and they can't find them. So we at the Chamber are trying to work on that.
Are people just getting pickier about the job? I mean, it's interesting that they're able to have that luxury to be that way, maybe. I don't know. But
well, I think, again, the national economy has been doing really well. And the good news is most of our businesses here have been doing really well. And so that means that there's more demand for employees. They want to expand. They want to grow. And we continue to see our labor market grow, the number of people that are employed in Manhattan and Riley County. And so all of that is just really, really, really good news. But, you know, we despite all that, and we talked about it earlier, not going to belabor it, is that the retail sales have gone flat on us for I think the last 4 out of 5 months. And so I know the city's watching that. Everybody is. And again, some of that is attributable to the number of soldiers that are deployed at Fort Riley, which is has been a significant number. The good news is that now they're all kind of moving, coming back home. And so August, we're going to have a lot of folks home, which is great for families and friends to have their loved ones safely back home at Fort Riley. So we're excited to welcome all of the soldiers back home and thank them for their service. And so there's a lot of things. And then we talked about the internet as being a factor, and it's just a growing factor.
And there's no doubt, I mean, when we see the unemployment numbers, Gary County invariably has a higher rate, and I don't know. And I think they do suffer more when the soldiers are gone or the families aren't here.
They traditionally, long-term, have had a higher unemployment rate. Pottawatomie County and Riley County have had much lower unemployment rates.
Some of the school folks that we've talked to in the last week or two have noticed a downtick a little bit on the number of students that are military. So
And again, as much as Fort Riley really works hard to keep families here when their soldiers get deployed, a lot of times, especially preschool children and younger, sometimes they'll go back home to be with family. And it's not at Fort Riley. Other military installations suffer the same kind of dilemma. So we're good.
It's like we maybe got a last-minute phone call. We don't have time. Sorry, folks. But I do appreciate the ones we got early on and some good questions and comments. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today.
All right, Lyle, thank you much for joining us here today on K-Man's In Focus. Tomorrow, join us at 9:06 as we'll be featuring our Friday lineup. We got a busy day for Friday for you, including Riley County Extension Ag Agent Greg McClure and the Wheat Harvest. And we're going to be talking about programs at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Melissa Colby to be joining us for that. K-State Associate Professor of Political Science Carla Martinez-Machin will also be in the studio tomorrow. Clark Howard, Rush, Dan Patrick, the game of the Royals late tonight on K-Man. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.